All over the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, and Shining World Invention Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring and courageous people who walk amongst us. Hello, blessed viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Founded by nature enthusiast Mr. Brian Jones in 1992, Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center is now one of the largest and most unique wildlife sanctuaries in South Africa. This scenic center is only 60 kilometers from the world-famous Kruger National Park. A warm home and haven for wild animals, Moholoholo shelters abandoned, injured, and poisoned wildlife from across South Africa, helping them to eventually return and live freely in their natural environment. In addition, Moholoholo plays an important role in conserving endangered species. In 2002, the prestigious journal of the National Geographic Society, called National Geographic, produced a six-part series called Wild Orphans about the animals at Moholoholo. Apart from actively caring for animals, this unique facility is also open to the public. Visitors from around the world can learn more about the wonders of African wildlife through Moholoholo's guided tour programs. Moholoholo also welcomes volunteers from all nations to come and help care for the animals along with the center's staff. Mr. Jones hopes that these activities can help more people understand the importance of protecting our animal cohabitants and environment. On today's episode, Mr. Jones shares with us his wonderful experiences with wildlife and his noble vision on how to secure their future survival.
I was 4 years old and I raised my first sparrow. I worked with animals all my life. I worked with animals for my whole career and saw that there was something in there that man was missing. And where angels fear to trod. These animals are unable to deviate or change and alter from where they were designed to be. And we are now with hobnail boots just hacking the whole system up. And it's not just a matter of saving one animal, it's saving the whole system. And people got to get across that the whole system's important. One is important as the other. Even a mosquito, a tick, a black mamba, a crab, all have a role to play.
To remind people about the important role of wildlife to the Earth's ecosystem, Mr. Jones and his staff at Moholoholo conduct guided tours of the center for the public. The center also provides on-site volunteer opportunities to help people better cherish wildlife and our precious environment.
The poisoning, the habitat loss, the alien plants, etc., etc., all adds to this, and people are really totally aware, unaware of all this.
One serious problem for the animals rehabilitating at Moholoholo is habitat shrinkage, which makes it more and more difficult to return them after their recovery to their natural environments.
That's what people don't seem to grasp. Put back to the wild, where, if there's no more habitat? So put back where? And if people just wake up and realize that our habitat is the most important thing for the animals to exist.
According to Mr. Jones, the main cause of habitat loss is livestock raising and modern animal agriculture, particularly cattle farming.
Cattle farming and human industry and agriculture, etc., yes. sadly, okay. And that's what's destroying it. But cattle is probably the biggest destroyer in our low rainfall areas in Africa. Because a cow is not part of Africa, never was part of Africa. It's exotic. It doesn't have the same feeding pattern as wild animals. A cow eats all part of the grass and even pulls the roots out. Whereas our wild animals like buffalo will go in and eat the top part of grass. Then the bulk feeders like zebra, sable, waterbuck will eat the stalks lower down. Then behind them will come the tsessibi, the wildebeest, the warthog, the white runner eats a shorter part of the same grass. But a cow eats all of that, you see. So it's competition to the wild animals. But now we don't want the wild animals, we want cattle. And this is the sad thing.
So basically cattle farming is destroying...
Definitely. Cattle farming is extreme negative on the low rainfall areas. It's a negative. It's a no-no.
For his work in rehabilitating wildlife, Mr. Brian Jones has received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. When Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, returns, we will feature the awards presentation and hear more of Mr. Jones's ideas on preserving nature in South Africa. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring wildlife enthusiast Mr. Brian Jones from South Africa and his unique Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. Mr. Jones feels that many human activities have upset the original balance of nature. He has seen firsthand what the felling of the forests has meant to the beings that depend on them. Not only have habitats for wildlife decreased in size, but the planting of non-native crops on these formerly forested lands often mean traditional foods are lost to the animals.
You just take a baboon, the primates, and the monkey. He's designed by law to make a mess of the foliage. When I say make a mess, other words, strip six fruits from a sycamore tree and only eat one, and drop the rest and leaves and flowers, which is part of a system because on the ground of the forest is red duiker, suni, blue duiker, nyala, bushbuck that follow the monkeys and pick up the residue. You know, the primates are in a system where they are messy feeders, especially the baboons as a branch manager. So he keeps all the little antelope underneath him, following him, picking up the residue that he's dropping. It's a wonderful system, but the secret of it was indigenous forests. Now, we've chopped indigenous habitat, like sycamores, this beautiful tree here by us, wild figs, waterberries. We've planted exotics, guavas, pawpaws, mangoes, lychees, and now the baboon, he's on a diet. Whoa, I'm on the diet, Dad, I'm hungry. He sees the orchids of the farmers have brought in, the people. We know we progress, we know we must eat, but we bought exotic plants in that's not part of the system. Now the baboon, what does he do? He takes his whole family then, he gets to the orchards and he strips the trees.
To honor Mr. Jones for his kind-hearted deeds and selfless contributions to our animal co-inhabitants in South Africa, Supreme Master Ching Hai recognized him with the Shining World Compassion Award.
We are with Mr. Brian Jones and we would like to present him with the Shining World Compassion Award for his great and noble works with rehabilitating wild animals.
Thank you. What a privilege.
It is with great honor and pleasure that we would like to present you with this award.
Thank you.
From Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks.
The following is an excerpt from the letter from Supreme Master Ching Hai to Brian Jones regarding her appreciation of his work. Dear Brian, working for the Moholoholo Wildlife Rehab Center for injured and endangered animals, you are the answer to a variety of animal problems that trouble humans in the wilds of Africa. To hundreds of children, tourists and students, you are a teacher, one who explains the wonders of nature. To game rangers and reserve managers, you are a mentor, the one to call when an animal is in danger. Once in your care, you nurture, heal and protect until they can be released back into the wild. You have been taking sick or needy animals into your care since you were 15, and now with decades of invaluable experience, you are highly regarded in the field. Brian, you are a modern day hero, an inspiration to others for your countless examples of love in action, of how one man can make such a constructive difference in our world, making it a better place for all of God's creation. For compassionately protecting nature and all life within. For educating people on living harmoniously and sustainably with the environment. And for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great deeds of Mr. Brian Jones, teacher, mentor, and loving guardian of our treasured friends. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Along with the beautiful Crystal Park, Supreme Master Ching Hai's international number one best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds, were presented to Mr. Jones. Supreme Master Ching Hai also made a contribution of $5,000 to the center to further its efforts in providing a haven for wildlife.
And we've also brought you some very nice books written by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Oh, stunning, stunning. Thank you. Wonderful. Okay, stunning. Thank you very much. We won't forget this day.
No.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones also expressed his thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her own efforts to better the world for all inhabitants.
I get touched when I find people elsewhere around the world who are aware of the plight we're in. We might have different views of the situation, but overall down the center we see there is a problem environmentally. I just take my hat off to her and say thank you very much to her for what she's trying to do, and I think it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
We thank Mr. Brian Jones for introducing us to the beautiful animals of Moholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center and applaud the great work he and his staff are doing for our fellow beings. Thank you for watching today's Shining World Compassion Award series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May your journey through life be filled with light and grace from heaven.